Welcome to a special edition of the MUFG Weekly Podcast. It's 26th March 2020, and I'm talking to Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. We're publishing this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and MUFGEMEA.com. So Derek, it's been a tumultuous, unprecedented time. What can you tell us?
It has indeed, and it's profoundly impacted the financial markets, and I guess the uniqueness of this is that this is a pure real economy event that is feeding through into the financial markets, where we're much more used to a financial market event feeding back into or back out into the real economy. So it is quite different in that sense. You know, where we stand right here now today, you know, there are a number of key factors that are going to be crucial for the direction of financial markets and the general sentiment in the markets. One is very obvious, that is the COVID-19 data, and how that plays out, I think, is obviously integral to investors getting some sense of timelines in relation to the economic lockdowns that has essentially closed much of the real economy. The second is the policy response to what's happening, and that has been ongoing. And I think to a degree then valuation can come into play. I certainly don't think we're close to cheap levels when we talk about equity markets, and but obviously if we were to see another lurch lower in equities, that could start to play in. What I would say on the FX side, and again a big difference between this crisis and previous crises, is the fact that going into this crisis the dollar was already very strong in terms of its levels, whereas if you go back to the great financial crisis of 2008, the dollar was extremely weak, extremely undervalued. Euro dollar trading at 160, that allowed for a 25% surge in the intense period of the great financial crisis. We're not going to get that because the dollar was already very strong going into this crisis. COVID data, I think, is telling us potentially we're at a turning point in certain economies. It's still a little bit premature to state that with conviction, but Italy definitely looks like we're seeing a turning. The rate of growth in new cases is slowing each day. Yesterday was 7.5%, the lowest since the breakout. On a five-day average, 9.6%, again, the lowest since the breakout. And in France, even in Spain, where the figures are still shocking, and in Germany, the rate of new cases is slowing. And that is an early indication that lockdowns are beginning to play a role. And I think that is very important. We need to get confirmation of that over the next week to 10 days. But I think that's a piece of good news, perhaps. The policy response has been unbelievable. And what the Fed has done in particular in the days since the 15th of March is obviously unprecedented. You know, what they've done since the 15th of March took them about 15 months during the great financial crisis. So they have not hesitated to throw everything at the financial markets. And I think we're now today beginning to see the signs of the huge dollar liquidity policy measures starting to have an impact. And if financial market volatility slowly ebbs away, I think there's a good chance we can see further dollar depreciation over the short term. Of course, the high risks are still there in terms of another risk-off event. But again, I think the policy response has bought some time to allow for the assessment on whether or not economic lockdowns are having an impact on slowing the spread of COVID. And in Europe, as I said, early indications, potentially, we are seeing that. The US, unfortunately, is a bit behind, and the growth rates there are still in the 30% brackets. And, you know, we're still at a situation where we're nowhere close to a peak yet there. So that, again, is an area of concern and could prompt further risk off. But certainly signs are at least positive, tentatively, in terms of the data we're getting from Europe.
What do clients need to look out for, Derek, and what could send the markets back into a tailspin?
Yeah, like, again, COVID data is important. I've mentioned some potential positive turning points in Europe, which we have to be tentative about, as I said. But, you know, the markets have come to the idea that Asia, which was the first area of spread, is through the worst. And we need to be careful on that, because there is some evidence of accelerating new cases, Indonesia, Thailand. We had 40 cases found in Tokyo yesterday. So there's a potential for a broader shutdown in Japan coming over the next 24 hours. We're also seeing cases in China, low levels of new cases, but they're being reported as all imported cases. And the more of those we get, the greater the risk is that you could see community spread evolving again. And of course, China is coming back online in terms of economic activity. The lockdown in Hubei has ended. Even in Wuhan, it's ending. And as the economy reverts back to normality, if there was a second wave of spread, that would be certainly detrimental to investor confidence. So I think Asia, China specifically, with the economy coming back online, we need to watch that closely over the next week or so. I think secondly, economic data. The markets are definitely braced for dreadful data coming over the next 3 to 4 months. Our own initial MUFG forecasts for Europe, UK, Germany, France, we're talking about Q1, Q2 combined economic contraction in GDP of 5% plus. So, you know, big elements of contraction coming. But I think the markets are well aware of that now. But of course, if the data was to come in even worse than expected, and then the investors could start to question the policy responses, which have been impressive. But if the extent of the hits to the economies are greater than expected, investors could start looking for more, and that could result in further liquidation of risk assets and further declines in equity markets. So while the data and while investors are expecting horrible data, we still need to be careful about how markets respond. And I think those two elements will be very important over the next 7 to 10 days.
Thanks, Derek. Have a good week and speak to you soon. And thank you for listening to this special edition of the MUFG FX Weekly podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.